Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you guys have decided to hang out with us on your ride home this afternoon. With us in studio is the owner of Fast Signs out of Clive. His name is Steve Smith. He's been doing this for a long time and lots of changes in the industry. And I happen to see, he's also a hockey fan, interestingly enough. And I happened to see him the other day at the Iowa Wild game. And I said, Steve, you got to come by the studio and talk to us a little bit about the sign business. He said, sure, what day? I said, how about Thursday? And here he is.
Thank you very much, Michael. Glad we could be here.
I'm glad that you are, too. You know, you and I have had the opportunity to work together for a long time. And I was just thinking, when you said you've been in business there, Clive, at Fast Signs for about 12 years, I think I was a customer of yours back 12 years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I believe I met you right shortly after we purchased the center there in Clive. It's been there for 26 years, but we purchased it in January 2004. And, times go by pretty fast. It's been a great ride, but a lot of changes, like you said.
A lot of changes. You know, when I remember, again, 12 years ago, or even before that, when we were having signs done at other places, in town or out of town or wherever it happened to be, the real thing that lots of people were doing was some commercial signage, but that was often left up to big, big companies out there.
Correct.
But most of the work was like banners and small signs and maybe entryway signs and things like that. But that has really changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's really how we got our start in the business. You know, really, Fast Sign started 30 years ago in Dallas, Texas, with founding that there was, the businesses had a need for something to be turned around fairly quick for that type of signage, whether it was banners or vehicle graphics, you know, directory signs, whatever the case may be. And it's still part of our business,
sure,
but it has really expanded tremendously over the last few years, and also the technology in how you do it. I mean, there was a lot of manual labor to basically make that sign. We still had to design it on the computers, and the computers have changed, but the way we finished it, it was a lot of manual. You know, the banners, there was no digitally printing
right
back then. You know, we cut vinyl, put it on a banner, mm-hmm, color, and gave it to the customer. You know, where today it's all digitally printed, and the amazing thing is even the digital printers today are changing almost yearly as far as technology, you know, whether it's the speed, whether it's the cost of the ink, the quality of the output, which is key. It's just constantly changing, and it's a challenge to keep up with those changes. And we want to be able to keep up with those changes and offer our customers here in Des Moines the best possible product that they can get.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that is very interesting to folks that haven't been on the backstory of Fast Signs, mm-hmm, especially the one in Clive, is the number of people that you employ. I mean, you've got a raft of folks in there. There's people that are working on design in the back end and output and making sure that everything's trimmed and cut and done and mounted, and it's pretty wild.
Yeah. We when we first started, we just had a couple people there doing that stuff, and you know, now we have 16 people back there.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing. We have 6 salespeople, 4 designers, output specialist people. It's unbelievable. We're to the point now where we're almost as the max of where we are right now.
Yeah, for your location.
Yes, absolutely. It's been great. It's been a great location, we've been really, really good and just about maxed out to where we are.
You know, I have a location for you if you're interested in coming to Windsor Heights. I have a location.
Okay, well, maybe we can talk afterwards.
I just happened to think about this because it would be perfect for you guys. Drive-through opportunities for your vehicles. You could put wraps on the inside. We'll have to talk. Boom, that just popped into my mind. One of the things, Steve, that I think that we've noticed in the whole world of signage is digital advertising, mm-hmm, digital signage, and not just at trade shows, but even retail centers are using some sort of digital point of purchase displays that are in there. Is that been an expanding area for you?
Yeah, we kind of got into that about 3 years ago and just kind of got our toe into it to see, there's a lot of learning curve on that stuff, especially in the designing of the content that goes in. You know, some customers want a static content if it's a menu board, or we just installed a couple of them in a business in downtown Des Moines last week where there was a directory of a multi-floor office building, and, you know, they wanted the tenants on there and a digital board, and they wanted to have the flexibility as tenants move in and out to change that with a little cost. And with the wireless technology today, it allows them to make that change. So you see a lot of places, wherever you go, that digital monitors and are everywhere. Everywhere. It's a big thing. The static signs are becoming, in some instances, less and less of a critical. And then part of the digital is also LED reader boards. I mean, you see some of those outside. There's been a big controversy in the city of Des Moines on digital reader boards. Even though you see a lot of billboards, there's a lot of businesses that would like to have them, but depending upon where they are, there's some regulations, you know, within that. So, but it's become a big part of the business these days.
It's just come from such a long way from just doing banners and simple signs to all of these other things. When you look at the design capabilities in signs, what are some of the hot trends? I can tell you what we like to tell our customers. Sure. Less is more when it comes to signage. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overpower people with a whole lot of words. But when you do design, do you often talk to the people that are coming in and saying, oh, wait a minute, there might be a better way to do this?
Yeah, well, we first start out the conversation asking the customer what their main objective is.
Sure.
What are they looking for? And is this something that's a temporary or permanent sign that they're going to be using? And then if they've got any ideas, you know, we brainstorm with them a little bit up front. And then, you know, color is key. And we have a new software program out by 3M right now that identifies the key points in the visual where a person's eyes will go to visually see a sign. It's a new technology. And what it does is says we take a sign, we put it into the software, it'll tell you where the eyes of a person focuses on right away. And so we try and one of the key elements are colors, brightness, and people. You know, a lot of times you never had faces or people within ads, and that has been a big change when you see on vehicles, you know, graphics on sides of vehicles or in signage. That person's face or somebody's face brings a lot of attention. And then there's contrasting color combinations. And it's really interesting, you know, whether we design it or somebody else designs it, we can bring that sign into this program, show the customer. It gives us a little credibility with the customer. So we say, hey, you know, here's what you want. Here's what we would suggest you do because of the visibility and what you're trying to get. And it's amazing how that it really helped us.
When we talk about colors, and I think this is something that may be of interest to many people, we've always been told that certain colors attract more attention than other colors.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those colors might be red and some of them might be yellow, but it's all dependent on what the reason for the sign is. I mean, you might not want a romantic restaurant to be bright red and yellow, right?
Correct, yeah. We, as part of the discussion with the customer up front, if they want a sign that says no dumping, per se, you might want to put that in red because you want the people to get the attention. But there's some soft colors, and the thing is, you got to get the contrast. You know, the two groups of colors that they talk about are reds and greens, and blues and yellows, and those combinations also bring the eyes to the sign. So, we do a lot of full color stuff. If customers just want two color, black and white or red and white, we do that, but we suggest if you to really maximize what you're spending your money on, here's an alternative for you. So, that's a big key, too.
Well, in readership, I know of magazine ads and those kinds of things, when you have a color magazine ad versus a black and white magazine or newspaper ad, whatever it happens to be in print, that has a retention value far exceeding black and white, usually if it's done well.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, and you got to be careful. You can't put too much in there, too. Some people want to, businesses want to tell the world everything they do, and you can't because the attention span of the person does not allow them to grasp that, especially when you're on a vehicle and they want to list 10 things that they can provide. It just really doesn't work well for them. That's a really key issue.
Yeah. Steve Smith is our guest. We're talking about signage and signs, and his company is Fast Signs in Clive. One of the things that you also do, I happen to know, is that you also work with trade shows, individuals who are putting together trade show booths and things like that. That's an industry that has changed dramatically over the years. I remember having to lug huge, huge suitcases full of structural aluminum into trade show areas. It'd take two people to set it up, and you do all kinds of craziness going on. That is really compacted as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really changed the dynamics of going to one of those shows. We have these retractable banner stands that you pull them up like a window shade, and they're very visible, but they're lightweight, easy to handle. A lot of the backdrops are now fabric, and they're in a hardware that almost when you open it up pops up by itself with the fabric already attached. Tremendous improvement in from the before of the big assembly of things and putting the magnet backdrops on and everything. It's unbelievable. And there's people doing digital even at the shows.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
Great show.
And one of the things that we teach our clients and anybody that listens when we're out and doing presentations on effective communication, advertising, and trade shows is that, again, less is more. If you have big, bold graphics, that tends to catch the eye and then a bunch of words on a sign.
Correct. Yeah, we that's very, very true. You want to really get to the point, get the key elements and all that stuff on. And like I said, that software, the 3M that we use, really shows where the eyes are going to go and what the key
parts
are.
Fascinating stuff.
It's too much. Can't put too much on there because nobody. They say, what is it?
Less than a goldfish.
You got less than a goldfish. Right. Yeah. Very, very, very true. Very true.
Steve Smith is our guest. We're talking about Fast Signs over in Clive. This signage business, overall, is it pretty competitive?
Well, it's very competitive. Uh-huh. There's internet opportunities for people to go to. So we are dealing with that. There's several people in town that do similar things that what we do. We're trying to be a full service sign provider. We talk about we're a visual ideas company. So if somebody comes in with an idea for visually marketing their business, we want to help them, or we want to be consulting for them and help them. But we are service. We try to have great service and do the best we can for everybody. We've been around for 26 years, so must be doing something.
Something's going on, Royal.
Must be.
Yeah. All right. Steve Smith, a friend of the broadcast and also just a great guy to do business with. He's one of these business owners that I happen to know, by the way. He's there very early in the morning and stays relatively late in the evening.
Yes, sir.
We just have the life. Those of us who own businesses, just take a vacation all the time.
Living the dream.
Right. Every day. Steve Smith, ladies and gentlemen, the company's Fast Signs of Clive. For our first guest, his name is Kurt Pearson. We were talking about repurposing restaurants for all the crew that puts together the Business News Hour. Dustin's behind the controls tonight. Mary Sayer, Jimmy Olson, Mark McDowell. For our guests and our crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.